This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's a tidbit from the Government Accountability Office. In 2022, that's the most recent data the GAO has, the federal government committed almost $700 billion to contracts. That's services like engineering support or healthcare. It's also goods, pharmaceuticals, IT equipment, airplanes. To be clear, that is just the amount committed in a single year. It's not continuing expenditures. But the reason I bring it up is that a growing share of those contracts are being won by tribal businesses. According to an analysis by Tribal Business News and the market research firm HireGov, firms owned by tribal nations, Alaska Native corporations, and Native Hawaiian organizations won a record $23 billion in federal contracts last year. That's up for the eighth consecutive year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr took a trip to the annual Reservation Economic Summit in Las Vegas to have a look around.
On the first day of the summit, some 200 people are milling around this conference room in Caesar's Palace. They're here for the Matchmaking Expo, which is sort of like speed dating, only it's 9 a.m. and people are in business attire, and the goal is to leave with a contract.
You have to kiss a lot of frogs. You have to meet a lot of people.
Sharon Hamer founded Akiak Holdings, owned by the Akiak Native community.
We're in remote Southwest Alaska, and we can provide the same level services as the lower 48 tribes.
Services in IT and facilities management. She's hoping some of the 75 buyers here will be interested. There are a couple of Fortune 500 companies like Walmart and lots of federal agencies.
We met with Department of Interior, USGS, FDIC.
A couple of defense and energy agencies are on Brad Root's agenda. He's with the Puyallup Tribal Enterprises Group.
We have Global Logistics Group. We actually have a candy company. We have Manufacturing Group, which is what I'm responsible for.
All new ventures that the Puyallup Tribe launched or purchased just in the last 2 years. They offer printing, manufacturing, assembly,
warehousing, distribution, anything that really can go to serve the federal government.
For the last 30 years, Puyallup has been a gaming tribe, and its Emerald Queen Casino, just outside of Tacoma, Washington, has been a pretty reliable economic engine, except for a tough stretch starting in March of 2020.
COVID came and really hurt the gaming, you know, that just kind of basically shut them down.
And Root says that was a wake-up call for the tribal council.
That was one of the things that helped prompt them to get diversification.
The pandemic gave lots of tribal governments the same scare, says Lillian Sparks Robinson, CEO of Wopila Consulting.
It was just difficult for the public to access these otherwise normally successful ventures that promote economic development in tribal communities.
Not just gaming. Tribal hotels, restaurants, and tourism enterprises also took a hit. Meanwhile, federal spending picked up under the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan.
Government contracting certainly became more of an attractive idea
to tribes that couldn't afford another economic shock.
Because the revenue that's generated pours back into the infrastructure, the education, the housing, the healthcare, elder programs.
Tribal enterprises are standing in for a tax base in many communities. And often, they have a dual mandate of generating revenue and gainfully employing as many tribal citizens as possible. Sparks Robinson says tribal firms don't always behave like traditional profit-driven companies.
It is certainly a constant, this education and awareness piece about how Native entities operate differently.
Sharon Hamer spent a lot of her 15-minute matchmaking sessions educating potential business partners about how Akiak Holdings works and what its revenue pays for. She says the firm's community impact is part of her pitch.
Because it is so compelling.
Since its 2019 launch, Akiak Holdings has won some big contracts, including a $100 million deal with the Department of Defense. Hamer says it's helped her rural tribe make a major investment.
Every home in the Native village of Akiak got broadband right at the height of COVID, which was very, very important.
Hamer didn't walk away with a contract today, but she built some new relationships that down the road could lead to a deal. In Las Vegas, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.